Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, State Senator Roberta Lang joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
In Nevada, we know Senator Cortez Masto, and she knows us. She knows we shouldn't pay up to 3 times more for our prescription drugs than people in other countries. She knows we shouldn't have to choose between buying groceries and paying for the medicines we depend on. And she knows we can lower excessive drug prices by letting Medicare negotiate with pharmaceutical companies. Senator Cortez Masto, keep up the fight. Keep putting Nevada first.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Roberta Lang. She is the state senator from District 7. It is a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And it's not 7 o'clock in Carson City, so that's even better, right?
That is even better.
So let's start off with the governor and the state treasurer and other elected officials are going around the state asking people what they should do with this billions of dollars that are coming into the state coffers. What do you want to throw into the mix?
I am so happy they're doing that because, you know, what this money is going to affect the lives of people in our state, and going around and listening to what people think is important. I am just so happy that they're doing this, and that we aren't making unilateral decisions based on what we think, but we're asking the people of Nevada. As far as what I want what the people want. I've been to a couple of listening sessions. I've given my point of view. They're having the ones in Clark County later on in September. I'll go to a couple of those in my district. I went to a couple of Clark County listening sessions and listened to what people said. I just think the federal government has given us a grand opportunity to make some major changes in our state for the better, whether it's homeless people, whether it's nonprofits that need some infusion of money to help their nonprofit grow, to help with food insecurity, to help with a variety of things. So whether it's after school care for kids, so I'm excited about it, and I think that we are so lucky to have this opportunity.
So let me ask you this. Do you compare this historically to the changes that were made under the Great Society program? Or do you look at this more as something that is, you know, that should be used for one-shot deals rather than ongoing deals so that the state is not faced down the road with huge expenditure once the federal money runs out?
That's a good question. I think that they are not considered to be ongoing by the state. I think a good example is the summer school that we approved in the legislature with some of that money. And I've been to schools and teachers and parents have told me that it was so important that their kids got to do that. They noticed a huge change. They noticed that their kids were prepared to start school in the fall. We have summer school for high school, but we've never had summer school for elementary school. And so I think this is a three-year program that they'll be able to have. It's budgeted for 3 years. It is my hope that those things will continue and the school district will see the value in that and incorporate that into their budget.
Do you see bigger changes coming? Yeah, because I guess one of the things that surprised me a little, and maybe it shouldn't because maybe government shouldn't be exciting, but you know, I was talking to Christina Swallow from NDOT and asking her about all this federal money that was flowing her way and what projects was she excited about. And really her first response was, well, we're so far behind at this point in funding road projects that we're not even going to be able to catch up. I was looking for some excitement of, you know, big ideas that maybe we can get rolling here because of this money. Am I just being Pollyanna-ish with this?
I think there'll be excitement. I think you'll see excitement as they get to the final list. I've met with a lot of people that have really great ideas, and I've told them to give those ideas to the people that are collecting the data so that their ideas can be included, and they and include stuff from the Boys and Girls Clubs in the state of Nevada, and putting some capital into their programs that they have to help kids that they can be successful when they get out of school. And so I think we're gonna see some of those big projects. I just think it's too early because it would be putting the cart in front of the horse if we were to say, well, I think we're gonna do this or that. Before we've done all the listening sessions and heard what the people of Nevada think is important. As far as the roads, I agree with NDOT. We are so far behind. We need this money just to catch up. And I know the roads by my house are major arterials, and yet they have big old potholes in them. So I'm excited for us just to catch up so that we all feel like we're driving on good roads and they're safe roads. And, you know, I'm happy that we'll be getting some money to that department.
All right, so I should be directing my attention more to the mundane then.
I guess for right now, it probably will be. But I mean, there are great, people have great ideas, right? And anywhere from programs for kids, lots of programs for kids. I've heard people talk about programs within the higher education, and I'm excited about some of the things I hear. We have a huge homeless problem here in Nevada. What do we do with that? This is a great opportunity for us to be able to come up with some really broad and ideas about how we can solve that problem in our state. So I think while there are people looking at small, not small, I guess every idea is big, right? But while we're looking at ideas that are confined, we have bigger ideas too that are coming to the table. And it's quite a bit of money. And I look forward to what we can do. I mean, we've used some of the early money just to catch the state up, and we're in a good place. And so I look forward to our future. I think it has given our state a great, great, great opportunity.
I've been in the news business now for 40 years, and from the time I started until now, mental health, which ties into what you were saying about homelessness, has been one of the big issues. But it is such a broad spectrum of different issues, and where do you even start?
Yeah, and I think we started in the legislature, and we approved mental health legislation for schools and kids, and I think that is something that's on the forefront of everyone's mind. The pandemic amplified that topic. And I'm sure that'll be in the equation as we move forward, because most important is that we can have not only a healthy state financially, but a healthy state mentally. And so I look forward to the ideas that come forward on what we can do and how we can help people in our state.
One of the things that, has been an ongoing issue, not only in Northern Nevada, but also in Southern Nevada, because you talk to the casino companies, and they are all desperate for employees. Do you think that we're going to see a turnaround once this federal funding is stopped and getting people back to work? Is that going to be the encouragement? Because, you know, people are excited about changing careers, potentially, but that's a really big deal. And I'm not sure that everybody understands how big of a deal that is when they just say it rather than doing it. What do you think about that?
I, my daytime job, I'm an operations manager for two gaming bars in Las Vegas, neighborhood taverns. And we have, you know, gaming bartenders. Once you get one of those jobs, you never get rid of it because they're great jobs and they pay really well. And we have had a couple positions open where we've posted those and we have people send us their resumes. We set up interviews and they don't show up, which to me says they're on unemployment and they needed to do it to satisfy their weekly quota of applications. So I think that, I would urge the governor to take a good look at unemployment, and rather we extend, because I know we have the opportunity to do that, rather in Nevada we extend the unemployment, or we do something in the middle. And we have to get people back to work. We have small businesses and large businesses, because, you know, it's a large industry, that are struggling to get employees. And when we make it so that it looks better to not work than to work, then I think we have a problem, because we can't get people to work in our businesses. So I would urge the governor to take a good look at that when, as they're looking at whether to extend it or not.
Would it almost not be the kiss of death to his reelection campaign if he extended those benefits and the business community and the gaming community aligned against him because of that?
Well, I wouldn't go that so far to say that, but I would say that he definitely has to take a good look at, because I think, look, I don't make decisions when I'm in the Senate on whether I'm going to get reelected or not. I make decisions that are in the best interest of the state. And I know that the governor will look at this and look at what's in the best interest of the state and make that decision.
Do you think that having Ivana Cancela, the former state senator, as his chief of staff is going to change the way that office is run?
I am so excited. So excited that she is his chief of staff. I knew her before I became a senator, but during my campaign, I got to know her and I really respect her a lot. And I think I think his office was great. I think she'll bring a different kind of influence to that office and a different kind of energy. And I think she will compliment the governor.
Do you think that she will tell him what he needs to hear?
I think Ivana will always tell you what she thinks you need to hear. She does not sugarcoat things, and I you wouldn't want her to, right? You want her to tell you. She is there because she's your eyes and ears to the outside world. And he would want her to tell him what she's hearing, what she thinks. And I think that's a great chief of staff that can do that.
You know, she's an interesting character because she's been a guest on this program many times. And when you talk to Democratic supporters, they love her, of course. And, you know, she was working for the Culinary Union back in the day. But you talk to the business community, and even though they may disagree with her on certain issues, they seem to be quite positive about her coming in.
It's a hard worker. She's not afraid to talk to anyone. She is a good listener. And I think that's what people want. They want to feel like they have a voice, even if they can't get a meeting with the governor, right? And so I think people would be excited about her. She's been involved a lot in different areas of our state, and I think she'll be really great.
I think unless something has changed since we talked to the legislative session, you and I are having trouble getting a meeting with the governor. But that's another whole story. Let's take a break. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Roberta Lang. She's the state senator from District 7. You were bringing up the fact that you work for a tavern company. And, you know, we talk about diversification in the state. And I look at diversification in southern Nevada the way I look at it in northern Nevada, which is that you have this huge industry that includes your industry. And it's a service industry. It obviously takes a giant hit when something like a 9/11 or COVID or whatever, or a giant recession that we saw in 2008 hits. If you have diversification, it allows you to diversify the tax base. It doesn't protect you from your one of your industries going down, but it just allows that tax base to continue so that your unemployment rate isn't 20%, it might be only 10%. Is that the way you look at it?
Right. I think we have to diversify our economy so that we don't get in those situations where our state closes down because we have a pandemic like we just did, and then we have nothing. And so I think we have to look at other industries. I know that you know, I've been having some conversations with different people that are looking to diversify the economy and what they're looking to do. And I'm excited about the future of our state. But we really have to, gaming is our number one. It'll always be our number one, but we have to look at some of those other avenues as well.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, a lot of politicians in Northern Nevada, local politicians for a long time, talked about the gaming industry as being diminished and going away and not being, you know, a mainstay of the economy. But the reality is for Northern Nevada, that gaming provides a lot of money in all different ways to Northern Nevada's economy. In Southern Nevada, you know, I think that we need to applaud people in the service industry and do our best to see that they get a better shake in life as time goes along. So in addition to building the diversification, we can't ignore the fact that you need employees too.
I mean, look, gaming is never going to go away. It's always going to be there. People are always going to want to come to Las Vegas. It's always going to be an industry for us. But how do we need to retrain people because of the pandemic? I mean, people did see the pandemic as an opportunity. They were out of work for a while, and maybe they could do something different. And do we need to help people retrain? Do we bring industry here and retrain workers to go into a new industry? What do we do? But we have to, it's important because that is our tax base, that we make sure that we have enough employees to work in that industry in particular, but every industry, every small business in Nevada.
A lot of people on this committee that's looking at this smart city concept that the governor put together, I talked to a couple of legislators on that committee, and what they said was that A, most people on the committee don't really understand blockchain technology, which doesn't shock me because who does? But on the other side of it, that their biggest concern was that this could be the next big industry for Nevada, potentially, and they don't want to lose out on that. Is that your sense?
So, you know, I'm on that committee as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Okay. Well, there
I'm
you go.
I'm on that committee, and I think technology and bringing technology to Nevada is really a great opportunity, and I applaud that. I think the hang up is the how we do it. And, you know, I've had lots of conversations with Story County. I've had lots of conversations with people that are advocating for the blockchains. And I think that it is difficult to understand. I think that we had a great presentation at our last hearing, and we'll meet again in September. But we heard from only blockchains in our first, and we'll hear from, I hope, Story County at our next meeting. They have tried desperately to work with blockchains to make it work in their existing structure, but blockchains wants to have their own government and the, you know, and some different things like that. And I think that's where the hangup starts. People think it's a great idea, but they don't understand why it can't operate under the same government. And are we creating a new county, which I would think is unconstitutional.
And I'm gonna leave that portion right there because that's a great stopping point for that. But I'd love to have you back on the program after the next committee meeting to talk more about that. Let's take another break and we'll come back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Roberta Lang. She is the state senator from District 7. So as we're taping this on the morning of August 25th for playback at this time, the House has passed this $3.5 trillion budget plan for vast expansion of the safety net, according to the New York Times. Your thoughts on this?
Wow, I'm so excited about that. You're telling me I hadn't read the news yet this morning. That's so exciting. I think that our country needs this so much, and I'm very excited.
Okay, so your mentor, Senator Reid, in an interview with me a couple of years ago, said to me that we have passed the tipping point for federal debt. And yet now with COVID, we added trillions to the budget. Now we're adding trillions more. And this is going to be the reconciliation part, but then there's infrastructure to come, as well. Does it not concern you that we should listen to Senator Reid's words and be concerned about the size of this budget debt?
I think it's right on both accounts. And I think it's always a balance. And I think Senator Reid is right. I mean, we have to be concerned about it. I'm concerned about that. But then I also think about what our needs are as a country. And I think that if we can fix those needs and work on getting our country back to whole again, I think we can fix that balance on the debt. This is unprecedented times that we had in the pandemic that started this ball rolling. And, I have confidence in our country. I have confidence in our leadership. And while I'm concerned about it, and I think we should all be concerned about it, I'm hopeful.
And that's where we have to leave it. Roberta Lang, always a pleasure to have you on the program. So nice to see you. Thank you. And we will be back in touch soon, I promise.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.